I want to talk tonight to the kids. And adults, I'm giving you officially what you have been doing many a time without permission. Take a nap. You don't have to listen to me. I'll call you back up when I need you. Okay? But for now, kids, they're gone. Okay? So it's just us here. Let me ask you a question. Who's more important, a president or a king? Yes, sir? A king? Yes. He's more important. Now, y'all know that the adults around us had a big election this last week. You don't remember that? You know that? There were two people running for an office that's a step below the king. Okay? And the two people running were running for president. Okay? And one won and one lost. But I want all the kids to get ready to read something and read it together. You ready? I want you to read up here. What does that say? Jesus Christ is king, no matter who is president. Now, the reason I want to talk to you about that is because there's a lot of adults that get confused. You see, they get confused and they get either all happy or all depressed. Okay? And they all think that life is totally going to change because of who's president. It may change here and there, but you know what never changes? What's the first word up there? Jesus. You see, most adults, they say, okay, yeah, Jesus is king. We know that. But he's up in heaven. And here is what matters. And you know, that's the sad part about it. The sad part about it is that many adults take Jesus and they think, oh, he's king, but we really don't obey kings. That's kind of fantasy. You know, like when you play king and queen and you dress up like a king or a queen, but nobody really obeys them because they're just play king and queen. Even when you go to England, for example, in England, they have the king and the queen, or they have a queen now. They may soon have a king. But if you ask them, do you really obey the king or the queen? You know what most adults say? Nah, we don't obey the king or the queen. They're just there so that they can look pretty and they can be a symbol of the nation. But nobody really, nobody really obeys them. And so the sad part about it is that a lot of times most adults bring that and think that Jesus is that way. Jesus is wonderful. He's a great guy. But the way we run our lives, the president is more important than the king. And that's totally wrong. And if your mom and dad ever tell you that the president is more important than the king, you tell them to come and talk to me. Okay? Because they're confused. Adults can get confused pretty often. Okay? They get confused pretty often. Because, see, here's the truth. When you have a king that matters, okay, not just a play king, but a king that matters, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to obey him? A real king? Yes. Can you say yes? Are you going to obey him? One kid said yes. Are the rest of you going to obey him? No? Yes. Okay, everybody say yes at the one team. Not the adults. I don't want you. Okay. Everybody want one, two, three? Yes. Yes. You see, this is what's happening today. What's happening today is that you're saying, Jesus, you are the king of the entire universe, but you are most importantly the king of my life. And I am going to obey you. You are the king of my life. And so when you receive your first communion, you'll come to me and I'm going to say the body of Christ. I'm going to say the body of Christ. And you're going to say amen. What really is happening is this. In other words, I'm going to be saying to you, here is your king. And you're going to say amen. And amen means I agree. I agree. And that means that you are agreeing that you're going to accept his authority in your life and you're going to live the way that he taught us to live. A lot of times people think that you're supposed to live the way that the Constitution says you can live and do whatever you want. And the Constitution's very nice. We like the Constitution. But what's more important? Do you think the Constitution or the Gospel? Is the Gospel more important than the Constitution? Yes! Yes, it is. Okay? One is, the Constitution comes to a large degree from the principles of the Bible. But first, you are a Christian. Let me ask you first. This is a harder question. Are you a Christian? Is a person who has Jesus as king. Are you first a Christian or are you an American first? Aha! That's exactly right. And you know what? Lots of adults get that confused. They think that they're Americans first. And they're crazy. They're crazy. First and foremost, you are a Christian. You have a king, and he's not a play king. He's a king that he tells us that we have to live like him. And when you receive communion, what you are doing is you're receiving your king. And what you're saying is, I want to live like you. And you know who that king is? The guy right behind me. Jesus, that's right. Okay? So, that's why that's so important. Because Jesus Christ is king. And he was going to be king even if Hillary would have gotten elected. Or Trump. It doesn't matter. Because he is the most important of all. And when you go home and you hear adults talking about who's president, always go in and says, Mom, Dad, that's important. But the most important is that Jesus Christ is king no matter who the president is. And you who are receiving your first communion today, your allegiance, in other words, you obey Jesus first. Okay? There's a great saint that I really admire. And I'll finish with this. But there's a great saint. He lived a long time ago. And his name was Thomas More. And Thomas More was an Englishman. And in those days, there was another earthly king. And the earthly king in that time was called King Henry VIII. And King Henry VIII wanted Thomas More to change his religion. He wanted Thomas to change his religion. And Thomas More said, no, you're only the king in this earth. Who is the real king? Jesus. Jesus. And then the king said to him, if you don't change your religion, I'm going to cut your head off. And you know what Thomas More said? I'm not changing my religion. And so Thomas More stood up. And the king, the earthly king said, I'm going to cut your head off. And Thomas said, go ahead. I will die your servant, but God is my first king. That's who you need to be like. No matter what happens in your whole life, don't ever forget that no matter who's in charge where, there is one person that's always in charge, and that is Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. And when you receive First Communion today, you are saying, you are my King, Jesus. I obey you above everybody else, no matter who the president is. Okay? Okay. Okay, adults, I'm finished. You guys can come back. Wake up. Okay? Let us pray.